And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Anselmo Myrna head football coach Matt McGinn, who joins us on the Friday Night Lights pregame show. Coach, thanks for taking the time. First off, congratulations on what's been a good season. 4-3 coming into the final regular season game. You're right there in the playoff picture. That has to be exciting for you and your team.
Absolutely, Brett. Super excited. Happy for our kids and all the hard work. After you and I visited there at the first part of the season, I mean, if you look at all the stuff we've been through, what a fun time. It's been a great season. And like I said before, the kids have worked hard. They're a physical group. They've played what I would call a daunting schedule with a lot of good teams, and we've kind of held the ship together, and I like where we're at.
Coach, maybe a bit of a different offensive scheme this year than maybe some of the years past. Talk about the way your kids have adjusted to what you've done, especially on the offensive side of the ball this year.
I think the biggest thing that sticks out in my mind right away is offensive line play. Just a great group of kids that they just grind it out. They kind of, they're more of a what I would consider like an old school type of offensive line. You know, they like to road grade a little bit, and they just hang in there and fight. And I think that, and we've all talked about that before, but I think when you got good offensive line play, it makes life a lot easier. And then you kind of mix that up. We can do some interesting things in our backfield that we've never really had the opportunity in the past, where we can. You know, we can line up and play power football, or we can spread you out. And so we've got four or five different pieces we can use in that backfield. But so you put it all together, and it's kind of fun. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. The kids have fun with it. We can mix it up different every week and show you some different looks anyway.
Coach, I know that the mental aspect of the game is always important. You talked about kind of a daunting schedule, as you put it, that you guys have had to navigate through. To do that, you have to stay mentally tough, and you have to stay positive each and every week. It sounds like your kids have done that.
I'm glad you brought that up, Brent. I think sometimes that gets overlooked, I think, is these schedules, it gets grueling. Kids are beat up. I mean, you know, there's no bye week, so we don't have any chance to recover. So you got to get very creative from a coaching standpoint, because sometimes you got to hide a kid here and there because they got a sore arm, or, you know, so you get creative that way. And then I think you said an interesting thing with the positive. When it gets to be this time of year, it's a grind every day at practice. It's a grind, and so you got to search for things to really make it fun. And I think this year we've done a great job with that, along with all the other things we have to deal with the COVID and stuff like that. So I think just being positive and having fun, because you can always go back and look at film, and you can find negative things and find mistakes, and the kids know that. That's always there. But I think if you just go about it in a positive approach, and I think it just moves forward faster, and we just have a good time.
Coach, on the defensive side of the ball, talk about your defense and maybe where it has grown to now that we're at the end of the season compared to maybe where it was in week one or two.
Absolutely. I think if there's a deciding line on this whole team, other than, like I said before, our offensive line play, I think our total defense has been, it's been a pleasant surprise all year long. I love our defensive backs, our coverages that we're doing. I think we've had more interceptions this year than we've had in the last probably 2 years. So I think a lot of positives there. They're kids that they got a good bounce for the ball. They attack, you know, they'll attack offense quite well. So all around, I think we just bolt on that all year long. And I think the kids, you know, they're now they've had enough experience that they understand the different schemes and what people are trying to do to them, and And so I think we just, the approach really is take one game at a time and just keep building on that. And everything's been working out really well.
Matt, now that we're basically to the end of the regular season, we're in the final regular season game of the year, I've got to ask the health of the team. How have you guys come through the season so far health-wise?
Absolutely, and I've been thrilled. We've had bumps and bruises, and like I said before, we've had to kind of get creative, but nothing major. And I think looking back through that schedule, it's a blessing we are where we are. No major injuries. Actually, the kids this week have probably felt the best they felt in a long time, even though we're coming off a game against Burwell, a big physical game like that. But I like where we are. And I think spirits are starting to get up, you know, because now we're closer to the playoffs. And so it's just a fun time.
Coach, we've talked about the schedule. It doesn't really get any easier for your final game of the year. You have to go on the road and play an Arcadia Loup City team who has kind of battled through some injuries early in the season, but now appears to have a lot of their key pieces back. Talk to us about them and preparing for the Rebels and what you see from them on film.
Absolutely. You know, we just got to get ready. This is another team just like, this is like old, like Amherst, Ravenna, and Burwell, like we've played before. Another team that's, you know, a good-sized team, a physical team with athletic kids, a team that likes to play, you know, four quarters of physical football. And so I think the biggest thing that our kids have to do, and when you play teams of this caliber, is you got to, you know, you got to take care of the penalties. You got to take care of the mental mistakes, because when you play great teams of this caliber, you can't afford to make very many mistakes if you want to win these games. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, to focus on your position and your technique. Play, you know, take one play at a time, and then you got to match that physicality for four quarters. And I think, you know, looking back to the schedule we've had all along, we've had to play a physical game with a lot of these teams. So I think it'll be another week of that, and get ready to go, because the Arcadia Loup City is another great team.
Well, Matt, it's always an enjoyable time when we get to visit with you. We thank you for taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Brent, and thanks to all the sponsors as well.
All right, that's head coach Matt McGinn of Anselmo Myrna joining us on our pregame show.